This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the Player's Place.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, great to be here with you. Let's get our heads right for a Wednesday morning, a victory Wednesday, as it were. I mean, just light work from the fellas last night. Super chill, feet up, relaxed, zero stress involved in a Padres 7-6 victory over the Seattle Mariners. And it was, oh, we got an echo. Echo. Did I do something wrong, Paul?
Stop.
Echo.
Unmuting
echo.
Yourself.
Stop. I didn't. I muted myself.
I just muted you.
You muted me. I was. It says I'm muted. Maybe you did it.
Because I just did it.
All right. Fair enough. Well, listen.
I apologize for everybody.
Oh. I slept so hard after that win last night that I woke up. My alarm was going off. That happens maybe twice a year. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what the hell is that? It was my alarm. And I go, did I take two Ambien last night? Because I haven't slept to my alarm in forever. I feel like grim death right now and very unrested. But we'll get into it, man. Holy cow. I think it was the state of the game that kind of put me out. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
Good morning, Woods. Maybe you're having trouble managing the new technology. Remember yesterday when you were so excited about your setup, the changes that were made?
Yes.
How excited? What did you say yesterday?
Monday.
Monday, yeah. The
big,
new
thick
screen. And everything's like new and better.
The microphone, everything's great.
Yeah, we have a we have some information for you on this.
Yeah.
We talked to Mike, who our engineer who came in this morning. He's been sick the last couple of days.
Right.
You were on the toilet.
You were in the bathroom.
Just now I was. Yeah. I don't feel good. I just said
it be would it be shocking for you to learn that he didn't change anything at all? It's the exact same as it was before.
I would be shocked to learn that.
It's nothing. It's the exact same monitor.
We told him, Woods is convinced that is a new computer monitor.
I swear to God, it's twice as big.
He goes, it's not just the same size. It's the same monitor that's been in there.
He just cleaned it.
He just wiped it off a little bit.
He cleaned your microphone. Okay. He cleaned your keyboard. He cleaned your monitor. He said,
this is insane.
It was incredibly disgusting how dirty it had gotten.
It's not just mine. All of them.
He said it's mostly yours.
Area was very dirty.
Mm. Thank you, Mike, for that.
And he said, well, there's only one person that sits in that chair regularly.
That is not true.
I mean, Tony Gwynn Jr. does sit there
every 2 weeks.
He's actually in the studio.
Mm. Well, he did. He fixed me up nice.
He did.
So if he just cleaned
didn't
everything.
Change anything.
Didn't so
change
wait, anything. Yes, he did, because when I came back, I had to re-log into a bunch of stuff.
Well, that's a software update.
Yes, yeah, he did the software update.
That's what I meant. He got us all new software.
Woods gets a new background layout. and is like, look at this monitor. It's twice so as big.
I really did. I thought it was brand new. Damn it. I also feel like...
Do you update your iPhone? And
yeah,
like,
I really. Look, my wife does.
Holy crap, I got an iPad
My
now.
Wife doesn't. She doesn't update. She won't do updates. She
like refuses
yes,
to do the update.
She's it's insane. And I go, update your thing.
Doesn't it stop working That's eventually what I if said. You don't do the updates?
I feel like every time there's an update, she's just like, I'm just going to get a new phone. She like refuses to do it.
Won't
it's like
automatically
her,
update when you plug it in night? At night?
That's yes. what I'm telling her. But I think she's got it where she won't allow it to do it. She won't. Update. I swear to God, she's on iOS 3. I promise you. Like, she is unbelievable. Sorry. Well, we should have this conversation off the air, but I'll do it here. So I've had to re-log into a bunch of stuff. Google, right? Everything is logged in here. Can they see? You know where I'm going with this? They can't.
I almost choked on my
They
coffee.
Can't see what I. Google privately.
I would assume that if you're using your work computer.
It's not my work computer. It's my phone. But we're all signed in on the same.
Like Google Chrome. Profile?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I think your Google profile is, if it's password protected, that's just for you.
Because there's been some glitches as I've searched some other things this week. And I thought, well, that's weird. That's never happened before. What's going on? You catch my drift here?
Yeah, there's some mixed opinions in the chat. Some people say, yes, they can see. Other people, not on your phone, though. It's not. It doesn't connect to your work computer.
But my Google
now, are you on Wi-Fi here at work on your phone?
Yes. But I'm also not looking at that
at
on
work.
My phone. Right.
Right.
It's at home. It's the privacy.
I mean, in theory... Like, yeah, I think they could probably, like, log in even, like, remotely into your username and go to your Chrome, like, Google Chrome history.
I'm not on a work device. I'm on my own personal phone. So if I'm looking up, you know, I'm talking about, like, funny sports clips and
right.
things like that. Funny right. sports stories for show research. That's what things have, at home, it's been a little...
Just the boom goes the dynamite, kid.
It's just
over
and
over again.
Chocolate rain.
30 years.
But I keep looking up.
As long as they're not, like, it's not videos, then I think you should be okay.
A lot of stories. I really am into stories. I like to read the articles and the stories and the comments. People actually make comments on those websites, which will never cease to make me laugh. Ever.
They're always funny.
They're hysterical. We should do Ben Reed's comments someday. And. Yes. We'll do it for off the air. By the way, we did an off the air episode. Remember that idea. I'm not joking, by the way. We did an off the air yesterday with Major Garrett, and it was honestly incredible. He is such an incredible guest. The stories he told about how he got into journalism. Unbelievable.
He
got personal.
It was a little deep, but not like the deep depression one that we had last episode.
Assisted suicide one that
yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. It's going to upload tonight, and as soon as the game's over, whatever, 5 o'clock or whatever, it's
going
to be...
It's going live at 5 p.m.
Live at 5 p.m. on YouTube. So we got out of the off-the-air interview we did with Major Garrett, and then we went down to the barbecue, the Odyssey barbecue, like kind of a potluck thing, and we didn't know what to expect because... We never go to these things, so we're always at home or at Jersey Mike's or, you know, doing whatever, getting on with our day. But, you know, got a nice, you know, the boss, hey, thank you guys for sticking around, means a lot. Whole team's down there, and we start sucking down barbecue. I got to say, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
I mean, and we're not saying this because it was our bosses who were making it. World class. Brisket.
Yes.
Ribs,
yes,
pork belly,
oh my
and
God.
Pulled pork.
The pork bellies were ungodly.
I thought so too.
Our boss Michael, again, if they were terrible, he knows I would say, those things were dog ass. He knows that. Like he gets mad at me for how candid I am.
You have enough Texan
he
in
expects,
you.
Yes,
you're honest
to get
about
ripped.
Barbecue. Yeah,
he most expects, times.
Yeah, he does.
Knows.
They were so good, man. And I go, what? How did you make these? He goes, dude, they're my first time making pork bellies. And I go, don't stop. I go, I want these in my stocking at Christmas morning.
What
just a whole stocking of pork bellies.
Like peach.
Peach habanero.
Peach habanero,
oh,
candies.
Man.
It was insane. He also did the brisket. that he smoked, I think, 20 hours, he said. Yeah. He had to get up at like 2 in the morning to check
it
or turn it,
massage it, whatever they do to it.
Yeah, I would know.
Inject it with hot butter.
He was hand-pulling the pork, and it was amazing. And then John Flint's
Johnny's ribs were good.
Were
God.
So good.
Unbelievable stuff, guys. And then, so you eat that, and then somebody busts out this strawberry cream pie. And our guy over here, your guy, to my left, you've never seen somebody more excited about a cream pie. And you kept going back. You had multiple cream pies yesterday.
I don't know who made the cream pie, but it was the best cream pie I think I've ever had.
It was outstanding. Outstanding. I had just a small cream pie. Yours much more, much, much
I was
bigger.
The first one to just get right into the cream
I
pie.
I saw Ben's cream pie and was like, woo, I got to have some of that strawberry cream pie.
I need some.
Crust was really good,
too.
Oh,
it was legit.
Really good.
It was legit. So we had to get the hell out of here. And after that, because I had to jam, I had so much crap to do. I got both kids solo this weekend. Again, shout out to all the single parents out there. I honestly The interaction is somewhat easier. You know, when mom's there, and if mom's in a bad mood and the kids work her up, guess who's then in a bad mood? Me. If it's just me and them, it's a different dynamic. But the workload, the load of work that has, I'm going to be doing at laundry, Ben, for between 6 and 8 hours today and tomorrow before Hannah gets home.
You were so excited about putting it all off the other day.
I really was, man. And now maybe the move is to do a little bit.
The bill comes due at some point.
God dang, dude.
Let the dishes pile up. Let the laundry pile up. And you know Hannah's coming home, and it's got to be perfect when she gets there.
I got to clean. I got to wash the sheets. I got to fold the clothes, all the kids' clothes. I was sitting there, I was like, how do I do this? I don't have enough hours in the day. Probably going to do some during the game today. But, man, it was a great day yesterday. We had a really productive day. I felt good when I left here. Now, you guys were busting my balls on the way out because I didn't want to take the Jake Cronenworth beer. Somebody dropped off the guys from Harlan.
I'm busting your balls.
Dropped off a bunch of Cronenworth beer.
I was shocked about what you told me as to why you weren't taking the Jake Cronenworth beer. I had no problem. You don't want to take it. That's your deal.
Well,
but it's why you didn't take it that really, really surprised me.
I don't have one single solitary inch of room in my refrigerator.
So we said, of course, we'll just put it in your garage fridge.
I'm the only person in at least the county where I live.
San Diego.
The only one on my block without a garage fridge. And my wife, not only does she not want to get one, she refuses to get one. And she's never really given me a good reason why, but I'm the only guy on the block. My neighbor Ron, you walk in that guy's garage, hey, what do you want, a bloody beer, Jerry? I mean, it's right there, everything you need. And there's waters, juices, all kinds of stuff. My house, I was making the kids lunch this morning, stuff is falling out. She will not get one, and I don't understand.
I think it's a great move.
I couldn't agree more. I want a garage fridge so bad. Does she have a vision of me like sitting in a chair in the garage, just opening the fridge, drinking beer? Because that's not who I am anyway. But like, what's the holdup?
You at least have to have a place to put frozen foods that's not in your kitchen, right?
We don't freeze a lot of foods, man, to be honest. Like, is it? God, freezer gang is going to come for me. I think I've done this before, but has anybody ever frozen anything and it tasted halfway decent other than ice cream? Like, have you frozen something and been like, hell yeah, I can't wait to thaw this out and eat it later? Oh, it's perfect, just like it was when I put it in. No, the answer is no. I'm sorry.
I'll admit that I'm not great at defrosting and then reinvigorating like foods that had been previously frozen.
Right.
I totally understand that, but
it's good for like, you can do some good meal prepping that way. You can extend things out. I mean, even if it's something like you can put soup or something in like little Tupperwares, it's like ready to go. You just got to heat it up.
Does it ever get warm? Do you have to defrost it, then heat it? What do? You put the whole chunk of ice soup in a pot, a pan,
a saucepan. Slowly reheat it until it all melts, and then stir it in.
And you're telling me it tastes the same? Doesn't taste freezer burned?
It shouldn't.
I will get a pack of turkey, 1 pound of ground turkey. I'll put it in the freezer on a Monday. I go to get it out on Thursday to defrost it to eat it on Friday, and it's freezer burn. Now, maybe my freezer's turned up too high or whatever. Everything I put in there turns to S, every single thing. I don't need a deep freeze. I need an extra fridge because I'm not going to have a big slab of venison that I need to put in the deep. Babe, go. You want venison? When do you want it? Friday? It's Wednesday. There's no way we're going to get it to defrost by then. How about next Wednesday? Good? I don't have slabs of beef, yellowfin tuna piling up in there. Like, I don't know what to do with a deep freeze. Other than crawl inside it or put my kids in it and shut the door.
You can store strawberry
That'd be funny.
Cream pies
Cream
in
pies.
There?
I guess it's good for cream pies. But I don't know what to... You can't put bread in there. We've done this.
No
human has ever defrosted
people
bread.
People put bread in the freezer. It never comes back.
My dad used to stick the loaves of wheat bread in the freezer. I'm like, awesome. I can't wait to eat this sandwich that is kind of... warm on the outside and icy in the middle. This will be great.
Well, I've got teenagers, so I go to Costco. They want like French bread pizzas, so I get the box of like 24 French bread pizzas at Costco, and they go in the garage fridge because there's no room
in the freezer.
Yeah, the garage freezer because there's no room in the inside freezer for a 24 pack box of French bread pizzas.
But I bet they're good for 10. I bet 7 of them are good and 13 of them taste like ass because it doesn't work for me. It's just never worked for me.
See, I have no problem with like frozen meats like that. Like we don't have we're looking at a garage fridge or
garage
maybe
fridge
at least a garage fridge and freezer.
I mean,
you can go to Costco, you get the bag of chicken, you can get a bag of salmon, like you can get the big like bags of frozen
unless
goods.
You're going to like a farm to table Michelin star place. Most stuff you get at restaurants is frozen when they get it delivered.
But
and
guess
they
what?
Have to defrost it. And
they're
then they
good
cook
at
it.
Because they own a restaurant.
That's the thing. They're good at it.
They know how to do it.
You could be better at defrosting and cooking things so that they still taste good. Because you've had plenty of things in your life that have been defrosted and you think taste great.
I know.
You just don't know how to do it.
I just don't know how to do it. So tonight, like if I was going to make turkey spaghetti, right? I would normally at 4:30 a.m. put the thing out in the sink, right? To let it defrost. By the time I get home at, say, noon, it's like rotten. It's rancid. It's been sitting outside in the heat, and it's already thawed. I just would rather go to the – honestly, for me, it makes more sense to just go to the store to get what I'm going to cook for dinner that night so I don't have to freeze it. But the fridge outside, I think, is something that I'm more – Hannah's more likely to do a threesome than to get me a garage fridge. More likely. Like, it's not what she's...
A threesome would be fun.
Which is not very likely, but I think she'd be more willing to be like, all right, yeah, we'll try it, other than getting a garage fridge. I really believe it.
What's her holdup, though?
I have no idea. None.
Is
she won't give me.
Environmentally,
no.
I know it takes some energy.
Hannah,
it adds a bit to your energy.
I just
electric
called
her
three
bill.
Names. Ben. I just called them Hannah, Bo, and Taylor. Ben, it's not the environment. Okay, she drives a giant sprinter
van.
She
is a Nancaro.
I know she
is. Nancaro.
But she has a big sprinter van. Like, we have the sprinter van in the suburbs. But we don't have a garage fridge. Like, make it make sense to me. We have room. We have room in the garage. We moved all the kids don't need strollers and stuff anymore. So those are all gone. We got this perfect space. I just need more room. As I'm making lunch this morning, stuff is falling out. Dressings and mayonnaises and all kinds of things are falling out of the fridge because it's so jam-packed. She will not let me have one. It's like the only thing I need. It's literally, I always say, I want for nothing. I have everything on the planet that I need.
So when your neighbor comes back from his fishing trip and he goes, hey, I got some
yellowtail,
yellowfin. Would you like
no.
6 pounds of it?
No,
and we'll put
I can't.
It in your freezer. I've got no freezer to put it into.
Then I would have to ice up a cooler and put it, put it in there.
Keep changing the ice.
My buddy comes back, huge slab of venison. I got no room for it, man. It's just going to rot in my house. So, listen, these are the trials and tribulations. That's like the ultimate Cadillac problem is that I don't have enough room for my waters and juices and things.
From what I've seen in the chat, most people are like, you got to have one. Everybody needs a good garage fridge. Everyone else saying you just don't know how to thaw out food properly. If you learned, like, it's
good.
Really not that hard. Mm-mm. And it can help you out. But
Paulie, this is something I've tried no less than 36 times. No less than trying to defrost something perfectly so that, let's say, the meat that I defrost, nine times out of ten, I put it in the pan and start cutting, and I'm chopping it up with a knife to, like, just to make spaghetti or whatever.
Like, I think it just takes a little bit more planning. Like, if you just took it out and let it thaw out in the fridge overnight, even. Or
tried that too. Doesn't defrost all the way for me sometimes. Like, the 2-pound turkey is still frozen in the middle. I just have a rough time with things, life. You know, it's hard being me getting through life. When you do get your deep freeze, though, bring all the venison that you can for us, and all the yellowfin tuna that you get, like the yellowtail. More for us.
Bunch of elk meat.
Good local Ramona venison.
How about this move? Hey, Paulie, I've got a side of beef. Can I store it in your deep? My dad would do that. Hey, you got the deep freeze. You mind if I put
this in
there?
Room over there? Oh, man.
You have no idea how long I could talk about defrosting things. I could do it for an hour. I'm not kidding. It's one of my favorite topics on the entire planet.
We need to set the menu. We will check traffic. When we come back, we'll talk about softening butter and the San Diego Padres. And that is all coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I like this comment here in the YouTube chat from Schiltz Creek. Who needs a deep freezer when you're on vacation 85% of the time?
Wouldn't that mean I would need it more so that my groceries don't spoil, Schiltz Creek, you smartass?
We finally have our first Padres wrap-up of the week coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get all the highlights from Jesse Agler of last night's 7-6, slightly stress-inducing win over the Seattle Mariners. We will talk about Dylan Cease once again. Looking great until he didn't look great. It's been a huge problem for the San Diego Padres, and one I just don't know that there's any fans left that have a ton of confidence handing the ball to Dylan Cease in a big game in October, if it comes down to it at this point.
I mean, three innings, max. I really don't know what to say. And you better hope he starts hot. I just don't know what to say anymore at this point, Benny. We've belabored the point that it's certainly not a stuff thing. His stuff, that's the most maddening part. His stuff is so good. It's so, so good. Why would you not have confidence in it?
Like, all the time. Is it a confidence thing?
Why would you not have confidence in it? Not 80% of the time. It's not get me over. All of the time. You throw 99 miles an hour and you're afraid to throw fastballs to the nine-hole hitter. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Yesterday might have been the most Cease-ian start of 2025.
Cease-ish.
Yeah. Cease-ish.
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 Thief-ish.
We will talk. We will talk about it. We will talk about the impact, I think, the trade deadline. I can't even count. Think about this while we kind of go to the break here in a second. How many wins has A.J. Preller bought already?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
From the trade deadline. August 1st. When he added the players to now, how many more wins do the Padres have than they would have had they just stood pat with the same lineup?
Yeah,
at the bottom of the order with Martin Maldonado at catcher,
yep,
with Bryce Johnson probably getting at bats, with Trenton Brooks as your DH. How many wins has he bought this month alone?
All of them
with the trade deadline. Feels
all of them.
Feels almost like it.
All of them.
That's how critical those moves were.
Take away Laureano, O'Hearn, Fermin, at least.
Miller.
They've been critical in
about every single win the Padres have had this month. Just about every single win.
The thought of it makes me wretch. Wretch to think about. We may make the playoffs by the skin of your teeth, but, you know, you look at this lineup and what they were able to do last night. The lineup I'm talking about, obviously. After Adam, the bullpen was outstanding. They were outstanding. So, yeah, he's every win. Every win we've gotten, Benny, has been because of the new guys.
Feels like it. We'll discuss that. We will have our regular features, Don't Do This, Take on Woods, in our Rindle Report, and back by popular demand in our 9 o'clock hour. Nathan is going to return.
Yes.
What will Nathan be doing?
Promo assistant Nathan.
We will just leave that as a surprise for now. But promo assistant Nathan, the 20-year-old with the voice touched by God,
yeah,
is returning to the program later. So you will not want to miss that in our 9 o'clock hour.
Let's put it this way: we're going to bring some people together today.
Ooh.
Okay, that's all I'll say. And 9:30 he'll be joining us.
All right, we will come back though. Padres wrap up highlights from last night's stress-inducing 7-6 win over the Seattle Mariners. Coming up next, it's Ben and Woods and Paul on a Wednesday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, let me tell you about all of the hardworking people at Sedano Ford. And, of course, they want to cater to you, the hardworking people of San Diego. The time is now. The place is Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa. Their Labor Day sale extravaganza is here. The Ford F-150, one of my favorite vehicles on the road. Just $282 a month. Or how about the Ford Bronco Big Ben, just $260 a month. If you want lower, you can skip every gas station on the way home and grab the Mach-E Select for just $246 a month on a two-year lease. Jump into the award-winning 2025 Lincoln Corsair for just $449 a month. And that thing is, it's just a picture of luxury. It's phenomenal. Your reward is waiting for you at Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa. You can go by the dealerships, talk to them today, or go to SedanoFord.com to lock in the Labor Day savings. Make sure to tell them Woodsy sent you. And now you know, the Labor Day sale is now through September 2nd. The place, Sedano Ford and Lincoln and La Mesa. And, excuse me, congratulations are in order because Manny Sedano and his crew are opening Sedano Chevy this Labor Day weekend. Get on down there and say hello. We were there for the groundbreaking a few months back. They've got it all dialed in, so they really got you covered, man. Anything you're looking for, more details can be found at Sedano Ford or SedanoLincoln.com.
Forgot to mention when we were setting the menu, we will also pay off the incorporator from yesterday's Jesse Agler appearance, the word that was given to him by Major Garrett. And Major was very excited last night following the game.
Giddy.
Text thread between the four of us about the game and the ups and downs and whether Jesse had completed his incorporator yet. Paulie, though, committed a party foul.
Huge.
During our text thread, because he was actually very clever.
I thought it was funny.
It was really
clever.
Funny.
He tweeted, or he texted to the four of us, Eugenio Suarez really swung out of his winkle pickers on that one.
And his little pointy shoes.
Major thought that that was what Jesse had said. Now, Jesse did get it in, but he got it in later in a different manner. And I think Major then, like, texted Jesse.
He was, like, very upset.
Paul's
comments. Like, oh, no, he hasn't done it yet,
I think he thought he embarrassed himself with Jesse Aguilar, which,
sorry,
of course,
Major,
is pretty much all of our biggest fears, is to embarrass ourselves in front of Jesse Aguilar.
I think I embarrassed myself in front of Mark Grant last night.
Did you?
I think so. We'll see. I haven't heard back from him. Usually he texts me back. But I flipped out when I was putting the kids down, and I came back in the room, and I go, what is that? That's Eddie Vedder. Oh, my God. Well, obviously, it's the Vedder Cup. They're playing in Seattle. It's not out of the question that he would show up. I was very surprised when Eddie showed up in the booth. So I texted Mark Grant. I go, dude, you are sitting next to Eddie effing Vedder. I go, that's incredible. And I kind of wanted him to be like, I know, isn't this nuts? And he didn't. And he didn't write me back. So I feel a little embarrassed now. I got really excited.
It's funny. We were talking about Eddie Vedder interviews a few weeks ago.
And it was maybe like a year ago.
It was a while ago.
And you had mentioned that Eddie has a particular cadence style when he's being interviewed.
Well, I've loved Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam since 1991. And the album 10 and the album Super Unknown the album Bad Motor Finger from Soundgarden. Allison, those bands changed my life. It got me out of like hair metal into grunge, and I was as grungy as the grunge could be. And I loved 10. 10 changed my life, and I've loved that band my whole life. And I listened to Eddie on Howard Stern, and I was like, "This is excruciating. I don't know what to say. I love him, and I go, this is excruciating." Paul,
I remember that when he sat down with Don and Munna, I go, "Wait,
it was like a 2-hour interview."
That Howard interviewed Eddie Vedder, and it just took forever. It was very slow.
He will talk a little globally. Yeah, it's more of
So Eddie, I was reading like this new album that you got. You are so passionate. This is something that you've been working on for years. You know, what led to the creation of this, and how does it feel to finally accomplish this and have this ready for release here later this year?
You know, when you're, it's like when you sit down to put, you know, the piece together, you sometimes, and you know, you think back, and it doesn't always translate or come together. So I'm watching the interview last night.
Fascinating
and
stuff.
I'm banging my head against the wall as I'm watching Mudd trying to pull from Eddie. Now, he did mix in some really brilliant anecdotes last night. He did, once he got kind of going or whatever. Give the guy a couple beers or something. Get him lubed up so he can a little more friendly with the tongue, a little more loose. But he was talking about, you know, Mudd asked him about San Diego, and
that was great.
It was amazing. He's like, yeah, the assistant principal. I remember fighting with him a lot, and I still know who he is and where he lives and his name. I will murder him at some point. But no one will know it's me, but I will. He will be dead. I will murder him at some point. He will die. It was brilliant. I mean, it was so funny. And you know, talking about his time here in San Diego. And look, man, he's a Chicago guy through and through. He's a Seattle guy through and through. He's a San Diego guy through, right?
Like, we're actually within sight of, you know, making this a reality that we could, you know, bless us, eradicate this difficult condition.
Eddie, your favorite memories of San Diego?
Well, you know, I always think of Jack Murphy.
Yeah,
and
that was rad.
Not only Padres Cubs games, but also concerts, Rolling Stones, The Who. many, many memories from Jack Murphy.
Loved it though. So cool. So cool. He was great, and
Mud had some good questions for him, but I was just like, I couldn't, I was just so blown away. He was sitting there with Mud and Don. I'm like, I know those guys. I know those guys. By extension now, I know Eddie Vedder. It was really cool. Really cool.
We will talk about the game coming up here with our Padres wrap up. First this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Islands Restaurants. Islands Restaurants, summer refreshment, paradise, ambiance, and the best burgers in town, like the Big Wave with cheese and fresh cut fries. $10 now for a limited time only. Visit one of the Islands Restaurants throughout Southern California. Today, dine in only. Padres wrap up coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
We're going to work around a leadoff double by Tatis. Here's the 0-2. Runners go. Pitch is lined. And over the head of the third baseman, Suarez, dumping down into left. Tatis will score. O'Hearn goes to third. And Xander Bogaerts gives the Padres a 1-0 lead here in the first. Aces loaded, two outs. Here's the 1-2. And Laureano swings, sends it in the air to left field and deep. Arozarena's racing back. He is at the wall. This one gonna go! A grand slam for Laureano! Ramon Laureano goes deep in Seattle for the second straight night, and this one is big. 5-0 here in the first. Pitch swung on, hit in the air to very deep left field. Oh boy! Long. And that's it in the air to deep left. Sheets is back. He's at the wall. Oh, it's going to go. Three-run homer Suarez came back with the slider, and he got him. Seattle has erased their 5-0 deficit. They lead it 6-5. So 3-2 now to Cronenworth. Seventh pitch of the at-bat is on the way. And Jake swings, lines it into left field, base hit. Sheets will score to tie the game as Laureano advances to third. RBI single Jake Cronenworth. And we start over again at 6-6. Ferguson deals. He squares again. Fermin bunts it back towards the mound. And the run will score. Throw to first in time by Ferguson, who just barely got Fermin. But the Padres go back ahead on the squeeze bunt. It's 7-6. The 2-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Lines sharply to right. Fernando there. And he makes the catch to end the game. Suarez, a 1-2-3 ninth inning against Rosarena. Raleigh and Rodriguez to pick up his 35th save of the year. And the Padres win a hardcore seesaw battle tonight in Seattle by a final of 7-6.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to unpack in that. It was a heavyweight battle right there. Two really good teams going at each other, playing just good, hard baseball. But, yeah, I love the fact. I mean, obviously get the lead, you're up 5-0. 2-3 and homers, next thing you know you're down, and nobody hung their head. You know, let's go, let's figure it out. Winners find solutions. Very gutsy, very gritty.
I'm gonna give him that one, man, for sure. Like, normally, you know, sometimes the manager, and it could be any team, it could be Bob Melvin, it could be anybody, and they're like, yeah, you know, heck of a job. Those are two good teams playing. Those are two good teams playing. The Seattle Mariners are the most annoying team in baseball. They're unbelievable. How do they lose a game, honestly?
When you look at that star power. I am surprised that they don't have a better record than 71-62.
I understand they had a couple issues out of the bullpen last night, but everybody else in their bullpen is nasty, and their lineup is deep, and they hit, and they find gaps, and they're athletic, and they run, and they throw. They are. That is two good baseball teams going at it head-to-head. Reminds me a lot of the Red Sox series, Ben. You know, you look at the lineup and it's deep and it's talented and it's athletic, and so is ours. You know, so is ours. And I felt really lucky to win that game last night. Really did. And I'm super bummed that, you know, it looked like a laugher out of the chute. A laugher. I mean, just the guys came out and got to Castillo so early, and you had a little bit of a breather, and then it just fell apart, man.
Certainly not turning away any victories at this point in the season.
Oh, absolutely.
Could the Padres have managed a better way to win that game after going up 5-0? Yeah, you'd like to see if you can knock Luis Castillo out in the first couple of innings. They had every opportunity to do so, but after the 5-run first, just couldn't push across anything else. And, you know, he ended up going 5 innings. He went longer than Dylan Cease in that game, which is pretty nuts to think about it, since Dylan Cease started by retiring the first 11 batters he faced. Luis Castillo was down 5-0 in the first inning, and Luis Castillo ended up pitching deeper into that game. If the Mariners do end up winning today and winning the series, it will probably be in large part due to their starter bouncing back and getting them through 4 more innings and not having to torch their entire bullpen last night. So there was a better path to victory for the San Diego Padres. That being said, I think Mike Schilt absolutely was right on that one. Winners find solutions.
Yeah, and when you chase a win like that with your bullpen, you have to get those. We've talked about that ad nauseum this year. When you are going to deploy Adam, and when you're going to deploy Adam, Miller, Suarez, all of those guys, you have to. You absolutely have to get that win. And Jason Adam, very weird idea to double up on hanging sliders. I've seen that. I'm staying away. If I throw one and a guy hits it 600 feet foul, I'm not going to show him the exact same pitch on the next pitch.
He'll never think that I'm coming back with that exact same pitch.
I'm just going to hang it right down the middle for a guy with 40 bombs in Eugenio Suarez. Wow, it was some really interesting pitching strategy. And speaking of pitching strategy, Dylan Cease, Ben. Dylan Cease. The third time through the order for him right now, this season, his ERA, Ben, is 7.39. His FIP, fielding independent pitching, is 5.19. The average against the WOBA is the second worst of his career at 3.45. This is the third time through the lineup, and, you know, you watched him against Cole Young, who is the 9-hole hitter. 3-2 count, number 9 hitter. He goes slider and bounces it. Instead of just throwing 98 miles an hour, challenging the nine-hole hitter to beat you. A guy's hitting 205 against fastballs this season, and you throw him a slider. It doesn't make sense. Where's that idea coming from? Is that Fermin? Is that Schilt? Is that Dylan Cease? He's calling his own pitches, I would assume. How do you not have confidence in your 99-mile-an-hour heater? That, by the way, he was spotting up okay. He threw a sinker early in the game that was the nastiest pitch of the year for him. Why didn't he have confidence in
it? Well, I don't know, because it would be easier to accept those numbers that you just ran through if we were talking about J.P. Sears. Okay, you
of
know
course.
What? Junk baller, fine. Give me five innings. I know you're going to give up some contact. I get it. But when you're talking about Dylan Cease, he's had a stretch in almost every start where he looks dominant, as he did last night.
No hit stop. No hitter. Through,
I mean,
what?
The,
three or four, whatever.
The sinker that got Cal Raleigh, that at bat, fantastic. I mean, he has so much stuff and so much good. He has so many good batters that he faces, and then all of a sudden, snap your fingers, and it's gone. And it must, he'll never admit it, but it must drive Mike Schilt crazy. Because,
got to.
Because unlike most pitchers, who you usually see, okay, he's starting to give ground a little bit. Okay, I can sort of see it. We're getting into the fifth, sixth inning. Let's get the guy up, get ready. Dylan Cease goes from dominant to destroyed in the blink of an eye in some of these starts. And you can't even prepare yourself for it other than anticipating, well, I mean, he's probably going to blow up here. And no manager wants to be the guy who his pitcher's throwing a perfect game, and I better get a guy up in the bullpen because
in two batters,
he's going to look like he can't get anybody out again. He's throwing a perfect game, and you're almost negligent for not having a reliever up and ready to go to replace him, even though there's been no sign of anything that would give you any concern about his start through the first 11 batters.
And I was actually encouraged because at one point, I believe it was the fourth, leadoff single. Then you got runners at first and third, two outs. He didn't crumble. He got out of that. He made his pitches and got out of it. And then I believe it was the very next inning where he fell apart.
I see, in the chat, and we talked about it yesterday. How do you use Dylan Cease in the playoffs?
I don't know.
My suggestion was go with the opener, then go with Cease for that 3 to 4 inning stretch, and then get him out of there. But it's so hard when a pitcher is throwing well, when he's dominating,
figured it out,
and you
maybe.
Take him out before anything happens, and you go, all right, you gave us four perfect innings. You are a starter who's used to going, 7 or 8 in your career. We're taking you out now.
You're done.
And I mean, people in, like, if it was a national, like, televised game, the announcers would be going, what is Mike Schilt doing?
Correct.
This guy has thrown four perfect innings, and he's yanking him right now? That
Correct.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
And let me tell you, Padre fans, by the way, you, all of you guys listening, you would do the exact same thing. You would. You would. If last night he had gone twice through the order and was perfect, and you yanked Dylan Cease and you put in Jason Adam to chase that win, you would have lost your mind. Oh, what are we doing? Looks like he finally. You guys were screaming.
He's up 5-0.
You guys were screaming.
You got a chance to rest your bullpen today. Why would you take Dylan Cease out when he is cruising?
AGV says no, he wouldn't. Yes, you would. I saw you guys screaming when Randy Vasquez was lifted at 70 pitches. And we went to the bullpen to chase a win. I saw it. You know you would. You would think to yourself, my man's finally figured it out. He's throwing the ball where he wants to. And old Schilt, overmanaging, comes out and yanks him. Is there enough data? In my opinion, there's enough data to pull Dylan Cease. There's enough. And you have to remember this if we do get to that point where he throws again, Ben, like you say, four perfect innings in a game. And you go, you're done, dude. You're done. And he's like, no, Skip, I feel great. Like, I literally could go 8. No, you're done. We're going to go to the bullpen now. It is such a crap decision that you have to make every single time with Dylan Cease. But again, the evidence is there now. Like, he's shown you, when somebody shows you who they are, over and over, just believe him. Believe him. That's who he is at this point. So I think if you can get four innings out of Dylan Cease, you've done your job, and he's over. It's over.
The one big difference between last night's game and really the first four matchups against the Mariners this season was getting just a handful of hits with runners in scoring position. Padres had gone 0-29 after the first two batters. So the double by Tatis, and then you had Arraez ground out, and Manny struck out. And at that point, the Padres were 0-29 with runners in scoring position against the Seattle Mariners this season. And then Xander Bogaerts got his two-strike single. Nice piece of hitting there. That was
really
a tough,
nice.
That was a tough pitch. That was Luis Castillo's pitch, and Xander got him. And then, of course, Ramon Laureano hit the grand slam. After the 0-for-29, Padres went 4-for-9 the rest of the game with runners in scoring position, including a great at-bat by Jake Cronenworth. Seven-pitch at-bat that gave the Padres a tie game, 6-6. And then, of course, Freddie Fermin brought in the go-ahead run with the safety squeeze. Such a good bunter. Didn't know we were getting one of the league's best bunters, but Freddie Fermin has proven to be that in his stint with the Padres. And, yeah, you look at it. I mean, is there a win this last month? San Diego Padres here in the month of August. Have they had a win that didn't require one of their new guys contributing? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 16 wins or so this month. It feels like almost every one of them. Laureano has 6 home runs. Ryan O'Hearn has come up with big hits in some of those games. Mason Miller has pitched. Freddie Fermin has had big games. Even J.P. Sears pitched a win in one of the games in San Francisco.
Nestor shut down the
Nestor. Nestor, yep.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Nestor. Yeah, dude.
I mean, it feels like at least 14 of those wins you don't necessarily get without that trade deadline that A.J. Preller had. It's been absolutely critical for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, we will come back, talk more about the Padres and how they the standings were impacted from last night's game. Some help. Obviously, their playoff chances are improving, not getting any help from the Cincinnati Reds in their series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. But we'll go through the rest of baseball and more. Don't Do This coming up as well. Hour number two, Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.